Frog people. Frog people.
Walk like frog. Talk like people.
Last time you guys dove into the Citadel All-Terrain vaults, you fought some beautiful birds that were not from this area. As Elk made his
Mwangi Expanse.
Yeah, the Mwangi Expanse, which is pretty much just a uncharted jungle of horrible,
like the Congo.
It's pretty much the Congo. Yeah. So that's weird. And then you guys encountered what seemed to be frog people.
Yes. Before that, we dragged the birds to the door, thinking the bear was in here, and it wasn't.
Yeah. So now you have dead birds in your hand. With dead frog people.
Dead frog people. We'll just keep dragging these bodies.
I wasn't expecting to hit frog or the cultists so soon. Yeah. I was expecting them to be like a little deeper.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We need to address that actually. What if you guys found out that these guys are they had the symbol of the elder evil dragon god Dahak.
Dahak, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, things just got a lot more complicated for
them. They got really, really complicated. So I'm not going to go into the history of Dahak. Just know that this is like almost world-ending deity level shit.
Hmm.
When you hear his name, it's usually like, we're dealing with that, are we?
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
Kezzer's actually like crazy excited by seeing this.
Okay.
He knows a little bit about Doc, and he's like,
didn't expect to see this here. I don't know what do you all know of Dahak, giant red dragon of destruction.
I only know the name.
I have only heard whispers in Chiliax.
I know nothing.
All you should know is that he is revered among many dragons, but also feared. I, too, am an admirer of his destructive capabilities.
Hmm. All right, I'm going to...
Detect alignment.
Nobody has that.
Roll initiative.
So I'm going to kind of more closely examine the frog people, and I'm going to... Yeah. See what I can learn about them.
All right, well, make me a society check to recall knowledge on frog people. what they're called from now on.
I just rolled a rock.
16.
10.
10?
22.
Oh, 22. Man!
Wow, so, Enelk, you got a what?
16.
16. So, both... Sir Benson and Elk happen to know this. These guys are called boggards.
Oh, okay. That's what I thought. Yep.
So boggards are frog people from mostly the Mwangi Expanse.
God.
Wait a second. So far we've come across four creatures from the Mwangi Expanse.
Two.
Well, two birds, two three. Frog people.
Oh, well, I was just kidding. Never mind.
The species. Yeah, right. He was going for me. Yeah.
I said four.
I understand creatures. What you're talking about, John.
I got you.
Thank you.
Yeah, boggards are aggressive humanoid amphibians that thrive in swamps, marshes, and even some rainforest, like the Mwangi Expanse. Boggards hatch from eggs into tadpoles, fiercely competing for food and even consuming their siblings in that struggle. Over 3 years, the surviving boggards develop arms, legs, and lungs while learning the rudiments of hunting, crafts, and warfare, everything needed to survive in their might-makes-right society.
Hmm.
At the top of most Bogger hierarchs lurks a hulking swamp seer imbued with sinister divine magic.
Mm. So when this thing was speaking, like, it was obviously, I guess, common, right? So
did they speak to us?
It said Dahak.
Oh, right, right.
Yeah, yeah. Dahak will kill you all. Or
right, right.
What did I write
down? Yeah, you mentioned something about Dahak.
Hmm. My question is, why the hell are these things worshipping Dahak?
So
that's a good question.
Indeed,
because it's not curious. Like frog people would worship a dragon like this, or
I mean, it's just a religion for some boggards.
It's pretty weird.
Well, it's the fact that they're so, I guess, hell bent on warfare and destruction. So perhaps it just aligned, probably.
So I should note, because I forgot to mention this last time, he spoke in Draconic.
So I would have known this.
Oh.
I heard this.
Gibberish.
Yes.
gibberish.
Okay, so
refinement of goblin.
Kezra recites what he said, and then you guys talk back and forth about who Dahak is and the Boggards and where they're from and blah blah blah.
Okay.
So, what do you guys make of all this? Let's go. Let's go around the table. Let's talk about what's your what are your theories so far.
Oh, so, for the record, Adalar heard him as well.
Okay.
So my theory is that this elf ring, I don't think they came here to take it. I think they came out of it.
Okay.
And they have some other goal. I think they already have control of another elf ring somewhere else.
Okay.
And they came here to get something. Now, that could be completely wrong. I don't know, but all the two different things from the Mwangi Expanse, I think they came and something followed in after them.
Something came through. Like, because the elf ring that we're bringing up, I guess it's because I just don't remember.
It's like a portal, isn't it?
And so it's a portal.
Do we know anything?
That's all we know, like, because Kalmont mentioned it.
Yeah, right? The only thing you know of is that Kalmont said it teleports all over the place.
Oh, right. Okay.
And he read about it in some of Vaz's notes.
Right.
That's it.
Okay. So
I'm sticking
it's
by.
It's so old and ancient that's all that you know. All that you know is what that idiot halfling told you earlier.
Okay. I'm sticking with that theory. Yeah.
So can I see if I remember anything about the Mwangi Expanse? Like about the kind of creatures that originate from there?
Yeah. Maybe a society check. Right. Just to kind of figure out like what else might have come through. Yeah. If that's what you're going for, yeah.
12.
12. Yeah, you're not sure. There are plenty of creatures that come from the Mwangi Expanse. Right now you're thinking like there's hundreds of things that could have come from.
All right.
That's even worse.
Yeah, exactly. You're like, what else could have come through? Oh, God, I hope it's not that. And you're thinking of some, you know, Elder Snake Deity or something like that. You're like, oh, God.
Yeah. Also, I want to examine the, you said there the symbol of Dahak was on their shoulder badge, you said?
Yeah, so it's a very rudimentary claw.
That's what I was, So it looked like it was like hand done.
It looks like it might have been finger painted. Just like it looks like they took blood and just scribbled it on. Gotcha.
So not the work of like a professional craftsman.
No, definitely not. Yeah.
I seem to think that mayhaps they are recent converts to Dahak, but I mean, if you look at the shoulder pad, the emblem looks very crudely drawn. So definitely not the work of a craftsman. But it could be maybe they're not artisans. I don't
know. We'll see.
Anything for inspecting their bodies otherwise?
Oh, yeah.
And the broom.
Yep. So, for inspecting their bodies, they had clubs. They had the javelins. Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
20 platinum pieces.
You guys do find. This room was, you could tell that the goblins were originally living here at some point. It looks like it was recently destroyed and messed up. You guys do find, they both had coin purses on them with 19 silver pieces each.
Yeah.
So 38 total.
Mm-hmm.
You also find what looks to be a small figurine of an onyx dog.
Ooh, can I read aura on this?
Yep. So you do read aura and
school magic.
Conjuration.
Mm.
All right. I'm gonna roll arcana.
Okay.
Natural one.
Oh man.
I'm going to see if I know anything about it too.
Okay.
Nope, not much better.
Would occultism do anything?
No. It would be arcana.
I do have one. Maybe I can get a natural 20.
maybe.
No. Nine.
Well, since Kezra got a natural 1, he thinks he knows something about it, right?
Oh, shit.
You feel like it would summon a...
puppy.
Shit, what's the thing with three heads?
Goat. Oh, Cerberus.
Cerberus.
Yeah.
We shouldn't play around with this thing. It's too dangerous. Horribly dangerous.
Why, Kezra? What can it do? I couldn't get a read on it.
Summon the spawns of hell.
Oh, gosh.
We're really getting into it down here.
I didn't know we walked into hell.
We're dipping into a lot of backstories.
What would be the check for, like, maybe seeing how much it could be worth? Because we don't have appraisal, it looks like, anymore.
Maybe crafting? I don't know.
Yeah, make me a craft check.
God.
16.
20!
With the power this thing has, Kaiser, you think it'd be... I'm not going to give you the exact figure, but I'll tell you, over 20 gold pieces.
Oh.
Whoa.
I like that.
Okay.
So it was an onyx statue?
Yeah, it was an onyx statue of a dog.
Onyx dog statue.
Yep. Cerebrus statue, I remember.
No, he just saw the onyx dog and went, oh my god, it summons a Cerebrus.
Oh god, it summons hellhounds.
That'd be horrifying.
Okay, all right, cool. So I'm going to make sure that I continue to kind of drag the birds along, because we don't... I mean, we're still in the north.
Yeah. You still have birds in tow.
Yeah.
You got some neat stuff from...
We each get 9 silver, and okay. Tim gets 10.
All right.
Of course.
He's a treasurer, so... Everything rounds up to Abadar.
So at the beginning of this... Then,
that's the name of the episode right there. Everything rounds up to Abadar.
At the beginning of this, I... lay on hands myself right after the combat. Yes.
Oh, right. And I'm also going to take some time to...
actually, how hurt are you?
Down by half. I'm at 16.
Yeah, he took a pretty nasty hit.
Yeah, so we're going to heal up and rest. Him.
Okay, so you guys are going to take some time, heal up and rest.
Yes. Yeah, like Elk's like fine-ish, but like he's still bleeding. Like, but it's more like he saw these creatures and just got really pissed off that he actually got hit by them.
He got skewered with a javelin earlier, so you're feeling pretty messed up.
Yeah, so he's just kind of like standing over him.
Okay.
Like really kind of like wanting to desecrate their bodies.
Yeah.
Well, you just get 6 hit points back.
Oh, right. So, no, he don't feel like that anymore. He's fine.
I feel way better.
I just need a Snickers. You know. Yeah, he's at 20. Himself. He's at 22, so he needs 10 more for full. All
right, so I'm going to take the next 20 minutes and do a medicine check on Benson and then Elkwood in that order.
All right.
I just got to make a DC 15. Let's see. I fail on Benson.
Oh, shit.
Per usual. And I make it on Elkwood.
Yay!
So I heal 2d8, so let me roll that real quick.
All right.
Oh, yeah. It's 10 points of healing.
Perfect. That's healed.
All right, so I look at your wounds, Benson. I'm like, I'm sorry, Benson. I don't think I can do anything for you. I look at Elkwood. I'm like, oh, yeah.
That's easy.
SpongeBob Band-Aid for you.
At least it didn't crit fail. It just
oh, right. I didn't crit fail.
Yeah, how many potions do we have?
I have a lesser and 2 minor.
I had 2 potions on me. I think it was 2 minor. I drank 1.
Yeah, let me...
What's a minor potion do?
It's just 1d8, and then a lesser potion is like 1d8 plus 10, I think.
Makes you swing a pick better, too.
Or maybe it's like 2d8 plus 10.
Did you say we're resting?
Yes.
All right, yeah, we're going to take our 10.
Ah, there we go. See how their character shoots.
Do we get hit dice back from that?
No, it's not an 8-hour rest. It's you guys are taking 10.
It's an 8-hour
rest. A minor potion is 1d8, yeah. A lesser potion is 2d8 plus 5.
Oh, just for information purposes, so I found out that you can, with the medicine check now, you can also help treat disease.
Ooh.
And you attempt a medicine check against the disease's DC.
Cool.
And on regular success, the creature gains a +2 bonus for the next saving throw against the disease. And it's kind of a similar thing for treat poison, but that's like... it's a quicker thing. So disease is like a long-term 8-hour care.
Yeah,
poison
yeah.
Poison is like a single action type situation.
Is it? I imagine it's only for like mundane diseases, not like magical ones.
It just says you spend at least 8 hours caring for a diseased creature.
It's okay. Against the disease's DC, yeah. So if it's something horrible,
oh yeah,
you're
yeah.
Just gonna fail anyway.
Yeah, I was just thinking like if you know somebody has like lycanthropy. You're like, here, I'll just push the fucking out and take some Alka-Seltzer. Like, you know.
I mean, would it be the same, like, if you critical fail, does it make the disease worse?
Yeah, you get a minus two if you critical fail.
Like, let's put these... I know bloodletting, right? This works.
Oh, gosh.
So in that, someone has filth fever, you're like, let me treat that. Right. And you take some dirt and it actually has manure in it, and you're like, oh, God damn it. I'm sorry.
Just rub some dirt in it. You're fine. Boost that immune system.
All right, so you guys spent some time healing up,
yeah,
getting yourselves together. How would you like to proceed? You guys could go through the south door that you came in, or there's a door directly to the east that you guys could walk through as well.
Wait, isn't that the... That would be the east door.
North.
East.
Yeah, east.
I say we go east. Because we need to take care of this bear as soon as possible.
I thought you said weast.
Weast. What, did we actually even check this room, though?
Yeah, we searched it.
Yeah.
We did,
it? Yeah, you looked at it. It was a bunch of broken furniture. Oh, that was pieces. It.
Okay. He's got some silver and their garbage stuff that we left.
Okay, yep. So there's nothing worth it.
And the statue that summons Cerberus's.
Yeah. Hold on to that. That's really powerful.
I'm gonna listen to the door.
Oh. Wait, we didn't. I was on listen to the door first, but...
Okay. Yeah, that's fine.
That's what I did.
You did. Well, I'm just revealing it for now. So, you... listen to the door. You seem to hear what sounds like more frog people. It seems like they're talking, and they say something like, big brown thing. It hurt.
I think we found our bear.
What we do?
Huh. All right.
Go in hard or go in quiet. What do you want to do?
Well, I'm going to... So I'm going to preemptively... Oh, no, I can't do that. Never mind. Actually, I'm going to cast Guidance on Benson. So that way you get a little plus one bonus if you want for the next thing you do.
I try not to, like, metagame with it, but, like, so we know that door is there, but, like, this one, would it be better if we try to position so one person comes through here, both sides? Because otherwise we're kind of, like, bottlenecked coming through this door at once.
Yeah, I mean, it's a 5-foot long hallway. You could easily say that you don't feel comfortable walking through like this.
Well, the other thing is I don't think we... From where we've been in the dungeon so far, we wouldn't know that there was a connecting door there.
Yeah, that's true.
Is there anything we could... is there any way we could try to ascertain that?
I mean, if you go out to the hallway, you can see that there's another hallway leading up to a room next to it. So from the hallway, you could tell that there's two entrances into this room.
Okay.
Yeah. We were technically close enough to know that there was another hallway going that direction.
We could listen at the door on that one, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so who wants to go around to that door?
I will stay there.
Okay.
You're going to stay here, where we are currently?
Yes.
All right, so who's going around to the other door then?
I'll take point on the other door.
All right, I'll go with Kezra.
Breach team.
Yeah, and Elk will be
Seal
with...
Seal Team 6, get on the fucking ground! Yeah. Go!
Yeah, Elk's going to stay with...
Before they leave, I'm going to say, wait until you hear me kick this door in.
Yeah.
Got it.
And I'm going to guess the pole arm man's with me.
Of course he is.
Yep.
He's right behind you. He's like, I'm right with you, Benson.
I'm with you, friend. Wherever you go, I will be there.
So, where are you going?
I'll stay with you.
Kezra gets this area. Kezra gets the door, and he activates his claws before we go in.
He's going to go right. Do you want to take point right on behind that Tim or Abaddon? Because, like, if he's there... Actually, he'll stay where he is right now.
Okay, so
because he won't know what the room looks like. So.
Coming into the east entrance of this room, you got Benson, Alok, and then Elk and Skult behind them.
Yeah.
And then coming in from the south of this room is Kezra and then Adalar. So you guys are coming in from two angles.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, claws out.
Yep.
I kick the door in.
I kicked
the door in as well.
I was about to say right before I'm going to switch to my sword.
Okay, gotcha.
Instead of, so I don't have to deal with the whole action.
Got it. Nice. Yeah. You're
very good.
Believe me, with my stealth check, there's no point in trying it.
No way. Not at all. So, You kick the doors in. Once fine seating made from mahogany and velvet had been broken to pieces and used to fashion crude shelters. Mm-hmm. To the north, a door is heavily barricaded with debris. As you break in, you see what looks like another boggard, along with two small mandrel apes wielding weapons.
Oh, shit.
Jesus. Fuck.
Go ahead and roll initiative as they go to attack you.
Oh, shit.
Kidding me? That's hand-carved mahogany.
I know, right? That's mahogany. How dare they?
I'd like to point out that's the third 18 I've rolled in a row.
Nice.
Keep it up, bro.
Benzers. So there are two of these.
Why can't I do that when
of these monkey guys, and then there is one of the boggards.
Jesus. Like, and mandrills are freaking. Like,
the mandrels
thinking,
are particularly nasty, yeah.
Yeah. Hmm. Like, they're the ones with the giant fangs, right? Like, in...
Yeah, yeah. They're, Rafiki was a...
Big fangs, God.
They're going to throw poop at us.
I mean, maybe. Going around the table for initiative.
14 for Kezra.
11 for Adelar.
All right. Answer Benson.
23.
Wow.
I know.
Jeez. And Elk.
21.
Wow.
I made up for it.
You guys did great. And Alok did not do bad as well.
Ooh. Strike Team East is way
Yeah. So, Benson, as you kick in the door, you see these three creatures. Like I said, one of them is definitely a boggart, as you fought last time. The other two look like I said, mandrel apes that seem to have weapons.
Is that things from Sekiro? The monkeys that wielded swords.
Yeah, just, definitely. Yeah. Just like
God.
So this is what those monkey men look like.
Oh man.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty threatening looking. And then here's what the boggards look like, just because we were.
Nice.
Yeah. Frog people, as you might expect.
Frog people.
So let's go ahead and start this combat up.
All right.
Timmy, can
I have hiccups.
Can I get some battle music there, Timmy?
Yeah.
Starting off, Sir Benson.
So, seeing how small this room is, I am not...
Yeah, it's barely 10 feet wide.
I am not going to charge in. Instead, I'm going to step into the doorway, raise my shield, and hold my action for anything to come close to me.
Gotcha. All right, Sir Benson readies for an attack. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Well, shit. Seeing past him and seeing how small this freaking room is, don't know. Hold. No.
It's like, a tiny room.
It's a tiny room.
It's very small.
I can't do a damn thing right now. I guess I'll hold my action to see what...
Okay.
Well, like, I'm just going from, like, position I'm at. I can at least see that one.
Yeah, you can see one of them just past Benson, but you can barely see him.
But so. I can't, like, see the other one, like, right there. That's what I'm thinking. No, if I could try to navigate around
it. Yeah, there's another one just beyond the corner. Benson can see it, but you can't, so.
I'm like, Benson, how many are there?
Three.
Okay. That's all I need. All
right.
Sure. He's going to hold his action for the moment.
All right. It comes to their turn.
Oh, man.
Yikes,
they roll
quick.
Yeah, they roll pretty well. So they jump into action. The boggard croaks. Everyone within the 30 feet, make me will save.
Cracked eye. There you go. That's better.
Guess who doesn't have to roll it?
Yeah, right. The one that never gets close enough to get hit.
All right. Going around. Kezzer?
12.
12, you fail.
Nah.
Adelar didn't have to roll.
16?
16, you fail.
19 for Elk.
Elk does it.
And Sculpt fails.
And Sculpt fails.
He fails by, that is a 6. So.
Okay, crits. So he critically fails.
Ooh. Yeah, so that means he's frightened 2.
Yes. Well.
Is that how it works? I don't know.
All it says is those who critically succeed are temporarily immune for 1 minute, so it doesn't give a critical failure. But
so
because it didn't say it, he's just regular failure then.
Frightened 1 then.
Yep. So he is frightened 1. So you guys are frightened 1 from him, and then he is going to tongue lash at Benson.
Does he have to move for that?
It's 10-foot reach.
Yep.
And I don't get any kind of thing. It just happens.
It's a melee attack. So he just sticks his tongue out and goes, "What?" And tries to grab you.
Well, I'm using my ready action to cut his bitch tongue off. No, it's not a reaction. I readied an action.
Right. So so he gets a 15 to do it, so he actually misses you.
Oh, never mind.
Okay, so you come up and you just swat it away with your shield. It doesn't actually make contact. And then he's going to try again. It's going to be a minus 5, but he'll try it again. 14 to hit this time, so he does not grab you with his tongue.
Huh.
These monkey people, on the other hand...
Oh, shit. I'm scared.
They do some interesting things. All right, so these monkey men take a free action to start shrieking.
Oh, no.
Cool.
They move a little bit faster.
Okay.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh boy.
Great.
Haste.
I was just like, don't tell me I have to make another will save, please.
No, you don't. But they do get a few more actions this turn.
Haste.
Oh no.
So that one on the far end of the room will take a step up, and then the one on the south end will take a step up to. There we go. So that was their first action, and that was their extra action. So now they get to do all of their fun attacks.
Oh my gosh!
God, how many times can they do that free action?
I'm hoping not very often.
If you roll a society check, I might tell you.
If.
If.
Kill first.
Maybe.
Ask questions later.
It costs an action now, so you fail that, and then you just wasted an action trying to figure them out.
God, rolling low initiative is such a fucking drag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's bad. All right, so the first one goes up, and he goes to swing at Benson a few times. 5 on the die does not do it.
Thy will be done.
6 on the die for the second attack.
Ouch.
And 6 on the... that one rolled bad.
Could have happened to someone with a higher AC.
The other one went south to go attack Kezra, so he's going to take a few swings at him.
He's going
to
get crit the first swing.
He's
right?
Going to crit.
11. It wasn't if it was...
Miss.
What?
Probably the first ever miss on Kezra.
Oh, my God.
All right, second attack. 13 on the die. 4.
That's it.
16.
Yes.
Right. He hits you with a sickle that he had in his hand.
Owie.
Yeah. So sickle comes out and slashes you for 6 damage.
Ouch.
Ah.
All right.
Okay. And then he's going to take one more attack. 8 on the die. He definitely misses that one.
Good. Ooh. Look at you.
Me, def dodging. With my ball and 15 AC over here.
So after those 3, it is a Locke's turn.
He should be able to hit the...
I guess hard cover.
He should get in there, man.
Yeah, a Locke is going to try to hit him. But he definitely has some cover, so we'll see what he does.
He doesn't want to get in the fray?
I don't think he can.
He just moved through you.
Yeah, but he has a reach weapon. Why would he?
Yeah, with a reach weapon. Benson's been taking the forefront, so he's been using that strategy. It's been working out pretty well, so he's going to keep at it.
The reason I didn't charge into the room is because I didn't want to make another skeleton dicer situation happen.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, my D20 rolls have been terrible.
What?
The last, 7 of them have been 5, 6, 6, 11, 13, 8, 4, 2.
Wow.
It's awful. Anyway.
So you're saying he missed?
he definitely missed. He did a power attack with the first one and then rolled a 2 on the second one, so.
Yeah, shit.
Totally messed that.
So after a lock is done, Elk is going to take his action.
Okay, so you're going to move down there.
One more. Oh. He's going to move through. Because he has a sword out right now, too. So he's going to move past Benson. And now that he assesses the room, he's going to use the second move action to move behind the one that's right next to Kezra.
Okay, so you go into the room, make a right, and then now you're flanking the one that's attacking Kezra.
You were right behind Benson, or were you right behind?
I was back there.
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I couldn't do anything. I couldn't even shoot an arrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the last action, he'll call Skull to come into the room as well, right behind me.
40 feet of movement, he can make it.
Yeah, easily.
Yeah, he's fast.
And
he's like Sonic.
Yeah, he is. He is Santa.
Gotta go fast.
And yeah, that's it for him. Because two move actions for me.
Yeah,
I could swing.
Yeah, go ahead and swing.
Oh, you called Skull, right?
Yeah, never mind.
Okay. All right, so Elk spends his turn getting some tactical maneuvers in.
what else was there?
That moves you just after Alok.
Yeah, I just chained.
Got it. Okay. I will go ahead and make. I'll go ahead and move you in initiative then.
Shit. So does that change me permanently then? Or.
Yeah, when you delay your action. Once you take your turn, you're moved permanently in the initiative.
Yep.
Damn.
In which case, after Elkwood, it comes to. You went after Alok, Elkwood, Kezra.
All right. Battlefield has changed, so Kezra will decide to. Rage.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
already has his claws out.
And he's flanked.
So he is going to take a couple of swings at this monkey man.
He's the small monkey man.
All right. I'll take that. That's going to be a 19.
Yeah, that hits.
Hell yeah.
All right. Oh, God. All right, so 6 slashing damage.
Okay.
And 1 electricity damage.
Okay.
As he goes to swing his other claw. No.
Okay. All right. Kezra unleashes his lightning claws. And it comes to Adalar.
Adalar says a blessing upon Kezra and a curse upon the monkey man. And say, Abadar, may you protect Kezra. And may this monkey man's strikes fail. And he casts Forbidding Ward.
Oh,
there you go.
And the last action, he casts Shield, because why not?
Okay.
Got my 1 AC back.
Awesome.
All right. Adalar does some buffing for his turn. Benson, comes back to you.
All right. I move into the room next to this door.
All right, so you go 10 feet. And now you're in front of another door on the other side.
Yep.
All right.
I'm not moving there though. I am striking the. What'd you call them?
There's the boggards and then there's the small monkey man.
Boggard.
Okay, boggard.
Because he's gonna be annoying.
I need him to be able to get in.
Yeah.
That's a miss. And I'm gonna raise my shield.
All right. Solid turn coming out from Benson. It is now their turn. So, the boggard takes a few swings at Benson. 16?
Nope.
10?
Get that shit out of here.
17? Nope. Mm. Okay. Great round from him. The monkey man, on the other hand, is going to take... He's going to take a 5-foot step back.
Oh.
He has a whip in his hand.
Oh.
Okay.
He is going to try to disarm you.
Oh, shit.
Ooh. All right.
So he's going to, it's pretty much, he makes an attack roll against your fortitude, your temp plus your fortitude, pretty much like what we do for shove.
Fortitude DC.
Yep. So it's your fortitude DC. So he is going to go ahead. 6 on the die. I don't think he does it.
Not even close.
Right. In which case, he's just going to try to use the whip to just attack you then.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Hmm. Five on the... What the fuck? Five on the die. These guys are terrible.
They cannot touch.
I wanted
Iona
Monkey
Gaze
to be terrifying,
chosen.
But they were just stupid.
Coward fear.
All right. After that... the other one still needs to go. The last monkey man, who is in between Elk and Kezra, is not in a great spot, he thinks.
No, he's not.
So let's go ahead and... Yeah, I mean, he can't really do much to get out of this besides use his sickle. So he's going to turn on the elf behind him and take a few swings.
Oh, okay.
Natural one.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
An 11 on the die, which is a fail. And then a 3 on the die.
Beautiful. Missed.
I don't know why this fight was supposed to go
like
well.
I'm parrying him just like constantly with swords out. He's just deflect.
Yeah. These guys are bad. I wanted them to be cool, but they're just not.
These mandrill. God.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you get them from?
Then it comes to Alok's turn. Alok is going to get in. He's going to stand right in the doorway because he can still hit the boggard on the far side of the on the far wall.
Cool.
All right, Alok. Power attack, baby. Come on. Oh, 10 on the die. 4. For a 20 total, so he actually hits that. There we go. 2d10 damage coming out. It's about goddamn time.
Don't roll once. Don't roll once.
7 damage here.
Correction, it's 14 damage.
Ooh.
Good.
Got Locke pulling his weight.
Yeah, he did 14 damage. Yeah, he hits that bugger really hard, actually. Okay, Alok comes out swinging. Elkwood, it is your turn.
All right, so one action, he's going to hunt prey on the monkey man in front of him. And second action, he's going to take a swing with his elven curve blade. I don't die, but what's that? That should be 16 to hit.
16 against the flanked one?
Yes.
That does hit.
All right.
Oh, nice. And I get piercing on that. That's 3 there. Ooh. 10 plus 2. 12 points of damage.
12 points of damage. Wow.
Yep. He got the piercing damage plus strength bonus.
He goes down.
Woo!
It just nice. Skewers him like right in the back of his, right in the back of his neck. Just
yeah,
beautiful man, beautiful,
and like eloquently just wicks the blood out.
Oh, shriek! Yeah.
And then he's on turn around, and since he does have one action left, actually
he does,
and I do not want to send him. Hey, go in front up there.
Skull.
Yeah.
do it. Come on.
Yeah, to throw. It's like not like a 5-foot step exists, I guess, anymore. Or
you can spend one of your actions to make a guarded step or
that's why I just wanted to like I want him to try and trip it, but it won't be able to. He has to move. But he's on command Skull to go after the boggart.
Okay.
And Skull on his turn will use the one action to move 5 feet away and the second to bite.
All right.
Yep, he's on. Second time he's got a taste for frog now. So. 10 on the die. That would be a. I should really have this page up. Or 15.
15 to hit?
Yes.
That does not hit the boggart.
Boss.
Okay. Then he is done.
All right. After Elkwood, it comes back to Kezra.
Okay. Kezra.
Wait. Can I speak as a free action or no?
You may.
I was like, Kezra, wait for Abadar's guidance.
If you say so, friend.
And I will delay.
Okay. So you delay until Adalar takes his turn, which is right now.
All right, so I cast Guidance on Kezra.
Okay.
Also, I cast Forbidding Ward on the Boggart and Kezra, and I say, Abadar, Kezra still needs your protection, but this time against the Boggart. And that's his turn.
Okay.
Great. Kezra is going to...
You have reach, right? So
yeah, I have my spear, but I also like my claws, and I'm raging. You know, I'd like to live...
He's not thinking quite right now.
I'd like to live dangerously.
Kezra is getting right up into both of their grills.
Yeah, so I push back a little skull and go to hit the monkey with my remaining claw.
Are you using your guidance? You have to declare it.
I am using my guidance. Abadar's guidance. That was a 19 on the die.
Oh,
yeah. Hell yeah.
Man, what's your total?
That is going to be a 26 to hit.
26, that is a hit.
With 27 to hit.
That is a hit.
Critical. Okay.
It was not a crit.
Damn.
It was close. I will tell you it was close to a crit.
Ooh.
Yes. All right, so he takes 7 slashing and 6 electricity damage.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Damn.
All right.
All right.
Like a raging half-orc comes up and just hits him with a big, meaty electric claw.
Yeah. Yes. Wow. Okay. No, that really hurt.
And that was against the ape.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. Yeah, that was against the small monkey man. After Kezra, it comes back to the top of the round for Sir Benson.
I will swing at the Boggart. I will swing again. That's better. That's 19.
Yeah, 19 hits, yeah.
I always like John's failure reactions the best.
It's actually very close to his natural 20 reaction, because he does the same thing.
Yeah.
I do.
He either throws his head back in defeat or victory.
Well, with the natural 20, he just kind of does the whole...
Look at that.
Look at this.
That was 8 points of damage.
8 points of damage. That was against the Boggard?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And I raised my shield.
No, he's still up.
Yeah, he's still up. He's fine.
He was hit.
These guys have a hefty amount of HP.
Yeah, I noticed that.
Yeah.
They're like sponges.
Yeah. So they are... they're not looking too great, but they're still going at it. They're screaming Dahak's name as they are fighting here.
Wait, even the monkey man?
Yes.
Oh. Is it in common or draconic?
Draconic.
Oh, man.
Uh-huh.
What is going on?
Yep. He continues attacking. Kezra is right in front of him, and he was not really hoping for that, so he's going to take a few swings at Kezra.
Is this the monkey man or the...
This is the monkey man.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. Second attack coming out is a 18 to hit.
Yes.
All right. He actually hit something. Good for you, Monkey Man.
Good job, Monkey Man.
For 5 damage, as he slices you in the leg with a sickle.
All right.
And he misses on the third attack. The Boggard.
The Boggard is surrounded.
The Boggard is surrounded. He's really got a...
He's just... Oh, shit. Right, was that the mahogany
behind him? Yeah, he's going to go for Benson. He's going to be a little tactical about this. Try to divide his attacks up here. So first attack coming out from the Boggard with his club. That is a natural 20.
Oh.
I was due for one.
Yep.
Oh, man.
So.
Like, my heart literally stopped for a second because I wasn't paying attention, and I thought you were attacking me.
and Kezra dies.
You take 20 damage, Benson.
Oh my gosh.
Damn, yeah.
Because a club hit you square in the neck.
Dunk.
Oh, man. That was the first attack?
That was the first attack. Second attack coming out is going to be a 20 to hit.
Nope.
No, I'm good.
Nope. And third attack, total of 5.
It's really the first hit I have to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah, afterwards, you're just hoping that I don't roll a 20on those last ones. Okay. Did some damage in their round, but now it's coming out to Alok's turn. Alok's going to keep going after the Boggard. He can't really get a good hit on the Monkey Man in front of Kezra, so... 12 on the die, that will actually hit. Power attack, power attack. Two threes.
Nice.
For, for 10.
My god, what a powerful attack.
I mean, 10 damage.
That's true. 10 damage. 10 damage
is 10 damage.
That's decent.
It's true. It's just, it's not what I expect from the Hell Knight using power attack.
Well, he's not a Hell Knight yet.
Yes.
He's not a, he's an Arbiter. The Arbiter using power attack. Okay, after his turn, Elkwood.
Okay, Elk's actually going to command Skolt first to go ahead of him, and because he can't really navigate. And Skolt is going to take a chomp right at the frog legs. 15?
15 does not hit.
Mm. Oh, he's on.
Chomp again.
Yeah, that's all. Well, he'll tell him to move back so Elk can actually...
Mm.
It, so like
okay, so you're gonna have you're gonna have Skull retreat so that way Elk can get in.
Yeah, and then that was an action for that. So one move him up, please.
All right, so Skull moves back one, Elk moves in one, and now you have one action left.
One freaking action. I mean, it's
It happens. Yeah. I mean, those are close quarters. It's you know, it's really the dance of 5 foot steps here.
That right. would be a 14.
14 does not hit.
Damn it.
Yep. After
congested. Look at that.
Yeah.
It's a real mosh pit going on here in this tiny ass room. After Elk, it goes to Adalar.
Adalar, get in here.
Get in the pit.
Got a bitch in the back of the pile.
So, let me think.
Throw money at him.
Well, I'm going to sustain the ward on Kezra, and that's against the Bogart.
Thank you.
And then, I really don't have any... Oh, let me see what kind of range this spell has. Ooh, okay. So with my remaining two actions, I'm going to focus in on the Monkey Man. And Jake, roll me a will save.
Oh! Gonna do that, are you?
Mm-hmm.
It is his worst save, so yes. A good call. 12.
All right, he fails.
Yes. He failed.
And good. He takes 3 damage of mental damage.
3 mental damage, not bad. He's not looking good.
All right.
Not looking good.
That ends my turn.
Okay. Kezra.
Kezra is going to take 3 swipes with his claw on the Monkey Man. 17.
17 on the Monkey Man. That is a miss.
Damn.
Okay, he's not flanked or anything.
All right, 19 on the die.
That'll...
So, yeah, 14 plus 7. So, yeah, that'll hit him.
Okay, yeah.
God, I keep rolling minimum on that. So, 5 slashing, 4 electricity.
And he dies.
Yes. And then the last claw will come swinging around on the Boggard then.
All right.
All right. This is going to be 15 on the die. So 12.
12 misses the Boggard.
Who would have thought?
After Kezra, back to the top of the round with Sir Benson.
I'm going to kill this thing.
Yeah. That's what I like to hear.
Come on, roll that natty 20.
I know.
17.
17 against the Boggard does not hit.
God damn. Here we go again.
No, sorry, it does. It does hit, my bad.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
It does hit, yeah.
Okay, but I just rolled a natural 20 for this.
All right, well, we'll go with that
one. Well, no, I hit with the first one. The second one was a natural 20.
I'm going to tell you, he's going to die.
Yeah, he's going to fucking die. Yeah.
So you slash it with your first attack. You barely nick him only because I was one off, and then you just stab him through the face with the last one and execute him. And he goes...
Kill you all.
Dead.
Oh, yeah.
No. Well struck, friends.
Beautiful.
I immediately cast Lay on Hands on myself.
Right. Benson, that was an excellent slash.
Thank you.
Adalar, take care of him.
All right, so I'm going to go towards kind of like the middle of everybody. First, I'm going to make sure that everyone's dead. Like dead, dead.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Dead. Oh, she's going to try to kill me, Tim?
Everyone's dead.
Everyone.
And put you off your misery.
And then I'm going to use a three-action heal. So that means I just get everybody instead of just one person. And I heal for... Oh, yeah. Baby, I heal for 9 HP.
Beautiful.
Everybody.
Everybody.
Mm-hmm. All right, now I look around again. I say, is anyone still hurt?
As you say this, you hear... from the rim to the north.
I think that man's things hurt. go in there.
I believe we found our bear.
I don't know. It sounds like he's hurt. Go over there. Please, open the door.
Yeah, perception check. On that door.
Yeah, is there a bear? Like, towards the north, what do I see?
Towards the north, you see a large barricaded door.
Yes. All right. Does it look like there's like a slot to put food through?
It looks like they sort of tore apart part of the boards and.
Shit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Cool.
So it's like a mail slot.
Oh, so not chicken length.
I mean,
you might be able to shove the bird.
The chicken can be reformed. Cut it off.
All right. So I go back into the previous room. I grab our chickens and I say, "All right, boys, it's time to feed that bear."
I feel like these are medium creatures, so they're very big.
Well, we have swords.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, they're birds. Birds are very small.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
Or
skinny, I should say.
Can elk diplomatize with this bear through the slot with the food?
With what? Yeah, I mean, could I try, but...
You're well aware that you could try to do a you could try to command an animal with a nature check.
Oh Jesus!
As long as you're trained in it, you could try to coerce an animal.
I am trained.
Yep.
It's
so, like stick a chicken leg through the mail slot and be like, "Woo, hey, we're here to save you."
Okay. Okay. So elk would just like oh, Jesus. Do you have anyone has like cast guidance on me for this? Because he's actually like, he's like, he can hear the roar of that, yeah. And it's like,
yeah, and it's a fucking bear.
Yeah, he does not like this at
so,
all.
So Adalar walks up to Elk, and I say a prayer to Abadar. Abadar, please give Elk the knowledge and the kindness to deal with this bear. And I cast guidance, so you get a +1 if you choose to use it.
I will use that.
Did they ask us to get this bear?
They said to check on it, I believe.
Yeah.
They said don't hurt it.
Yeah.
Don't hurt it. So okay, as long as it's in that room, but like, can I make a perception of the barricade, like to make sure it's not going to fall over?
No. It's definitely it's held the bear so far. So you think it would easily hold,
so
hold
far,
it for longer.
So far. Yeah. Okay. So Elk's going to sneak closer to it.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it knows exactly, like, since it's, what, a tiny gap, so I don't know if it's...
It literally looks like they managed to break through a little bit of the barricade just to throw it food.
And, I'm going to take some of this, like a chicken leg.
So while Elkwood is doing this, I nudge Kezra, and I talk to him in Draconic, and I say, "You might want to check to see if there is any magic items in there."
Good thinking.
While he's shoving a bloody chicken leg through the mail slot, yeah. I'm gonna start detecting magic.
I'm also picturing a chicken leg the size of a human femur.
Well, like he said, it was a medium creature, right?
The what? The birds?
Yeah. I thought that you said they were like really large.
They're medium sized birds.
So yeah, that's a big. That's like a turkey leg. Like those big, massive turkey legs.
You could use that as a club.
Yeah. Okay. Elk's actually going to take a precaution measure. And Benson, could you help drag some of these bodies closer to the door? And it's like the mandrill, the frog guy, all that. Just
okay. Oh,
wait, did we check them first?
Yeah, go ahead and check their bodies real quick. Give me a perception check.
So just so you know, Elkwood, guidance expires, so you can't use it. It doesn't last very long.
Okay. I'm going to fail by one.
16.
Beat mine.
Ooh, 19.
Anyone get above a 20?
Nope.
No.
No.
Okay. got it.
There was nothing.
Nothing at all. So you guys bring some bodies
closer to the door.
You have some pretty chickens you're going to offer the bear. Make me that nature check.
All right. And what? Big Bumble, we're here to help you out. And he's just kind of like nudging the piece of meat. Mm-hmm. And
damn.
14.
I'm just realizing as a goblin pet, it might not really have a liking to that name.
It's like, I hate this name.
So you get a 14 total?
Yes.
Luckily, you have food.
Yes.
So as you stick a piece of the emperor bird in, you can see the big dumb bear nose and the snout as a sort of like sniffing, and it takes it and just brings it back into the room.
Okay, so he's just going to start feeding the one bird in there. And just keep it. Because, I want it, like, full.
Yeah.
Because, if it's hungry, it needs a Snickers.
Now that we've fed this beast, I don't see much of a point in doing anything else with it.
I did detect magic on the room.
Detect magic on the room.
Yes.
You might just change my mind.
This is the only determining change.
Plus 10 longsword. Just...
I'm so curious.
I know. Look how big...
You do not detect magic in the room.
Thank God. I don't want to go in there at all. Can we please go another room?
I'll call Adela. It's like, Adela, can you enchant a copper with light? I just want to see inside the room.
Of course.
And then
be mindful that the moment that I enchant this copper... Benson's shield will not emanate light anymore.
Okay. Can I just walk up to the thing and...
Yeah, you want to shine your shield in?
Yeah, just like, and he's constantly like putting food near
me. So you shine the light into this room. The stately bedroom looks like a horrific crime scene. Sprawled haphazardly everywhere are half-mauled humanoid bodies laying in pools of blood, splintered furniture, bed curtains, and rugs torn to shreds, and massive piles of dung.
That's what I was wondering.
You also see the big grizzly bear just chewing on birds.
Okay.
I will tell you, this room, if it wasn't messed up by a bear, would look fucking immaculate.
Hmm.
So whoever was in here before had some high quality taste.
It could be some money stashed in there. We don't know.
Money or heirlooms.
I think it's not important now. We clear this place. We let the goblins go in and get eaten. We let the bear out. We loot the room.
A lock interjects and he says, this may be the, this might be the head lictor's room just from looking at it and where it is placed. I'm sure we would find some useful information in there. If not, I would request it simply for maybe perhaps something relating to my family. I know not who they were, but I'm sure there might be something in there that might help me.
Do you wish to walk into a room with a hungry bear by yourself, then?
Well, Elk, you made the bear our friend, did you not?
Yes. Yes, I did.
So
he seems to be happily chewing on that giant bird.
So, can we assume that the bear would not feast on our legs?
You are more than welcome to walk in first, Alok.
Perhaps we should open the door and see how the bear reacts.
Well, from this vantage point, from what we can see in the room, can we see... is there, no other entrance that,
Definitely not.
Okay,
no.
I was just double-checking.
One way in, one way out, yeah.
Just making sure, an exit room. oh, crap! Running out. Oh, right. Damn, this seems like a stupid decision.
I mean, Alok said he'd go in first, so...
Yeah, Elk at least will try to assist, but, he's gonna keep, food ready, body. At this point, he's like, Benson, can you chop off that arm of that mantroid over there? And just, throwing the body parts, near the bear.
Playing butcher.
Benson
the butcher.
It seems to have finished the meal, or at least it's done eating, and so now you see its nose sort of, poking through the hole. And it's just...
Hello.
This would be damn foolish to go in here.
and just kind of like gives it another meal, like another piece of this arm.
Doesn't actually sound all that interested.
It's full.
Yeah. Damn.
It's full. That is actually a key point. It's full.
Because
I don't want to agitate the damn thing.
Yeah, I'm saying we just send a lock in there.
I'm fine with that.
Because, yeah, like, I'm fine with it too, but I'm...
And then if things go wrong, we close the door, a lock dies, you know?
Benson is free of this curse.
Of this man.
The curse of friendship.
Yeah.
I want to be your best friend forever. Forever.
Forever.
I despise forever. This man. I made a crochet pillow.
I made friendship bracelets, Benson.
So does the lock? Does the lock seem fine with the notion of going in first?
Like
he said, perhaps we should just open the door and let the bear out.
But I'm going to use a diplomacy check to try to convince a lock to open the door.
Well, all
right.
Also with that too, like,
about
is there
to fight a bear?
Is there like a perception check I could do with the bear, like to see how its attitude is?
Yeah, go ahead and roll me a nature check there, their elk.
Another.
Ooh, I wish I spent this on something else. 24.
24. You feel like after the food, the bear seems favorable towards you.
Mm.
Hey. Okay.
Also, a barricaded door. We can't just open it, can we?
Yeah. Yeah. You could peel the barricade off and then just open the door.
Okay.
Wait, it's a barricaded door?
I've been waiting for you to make that pun for about an hour.
It's perfect. Right.
And I got a 21 to try to convince Alok to be the one to take the first step.
He seems quite complacent right now. Let me... and, like, actually, at this point, because he knows that he's more favored to me now.
Yeah.
Like, he'll have, like, just... some food ready, but
okay. All right.
He's on slowly. Well, we have to peel the barricade off.
Yep,
Kazar's so, just gonna—he's gonna take a step back.
He's gonna
hang way, way back with Adelar.
Yep.
All right. So you guys hang back. Alexis. Well, if none of you are going to help me, then he says the bear is favorable toward us. Perhaps we should.
To me.
Set it free. So he starts, he hacks away at the barricade for a minute or so, just chink, 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 just
I'll
using
help
his halberd.
With the barricade.
All right. So he peels it off, and he opens the door.
I back up.
And he sort of just steps off to the side, and the bear just slowly, like, walks out.
So, guys, stay back.
Smells a lock and just sort of smells the air. Smells Benson. Smells elk.
Just no sudden movements.
Smells Adelar and Kezra. It just sort of like bullies its way through the crowd of you. It just walks out.
Wow. Okay.
Ooh.
All right.
I think I just shit myself.
All right.
Elk, I'm going to tell you, it was a DC 18 and you met it perfectly.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness.
Nice.
The food, I guess, helped a lot.
Oh, man. Yes, okay. It helped perfectly.
That's what I thought. I was like, it's a hungry bear, of course. And like, after, as soon as she said, yeah, it's been down there for weeks. I'm like, okay.
Yep.
Not feeding it?
So you guys going to go into this room and rummage through it?
Yep.
I'm gonna hang outside the doorway, just keeping watch.
Okay. All right, so you're keeping watch. So you guys find what looks like the bottom half of a few different cultists.
Oh, shit. That's awesome.
You think they were trying to get into this room?
Well, you ever
for a reason specifically,
or they just got incidentally locked in here with a bear.
Maybe.
Could have gotten chased in here and then locked in.
Right,
the bear was sleeping probably, and they didn't know it.
I guess what's confusing is it's barricade, you know, so you have to make some sort of effort to get in there.
So how did they get in there?
Yeah,
I mean, I think they were probably barricaded in, got chased in, got barricaded in.
How many times can we say barricaded?
Barricaded. So you open up this room. You start going through. On one of the half of the boggart corpses, you do find a tanglefoot bag.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
And on one of the half monkey men corpses, you find a vial of alchemist fire.
Ooh.
Yep.
Elk, you should take this Tanglefoot bag. It'd be useful for you.
Sure thing. Seems quite...
I'll pocket this other potion.
Tanglefoot.
You also find it looks like there's a large bookshelf full of... they look weathered and kind of worn, but they look... in their day, it looks like they would have been, like, official documents. They appear to be more history of the Order of the Nail.
Ooh.
Neat.
Also, you find in the back of the book, it starts listing off more people, and a lot of them seem to have the name Stagrim in them. Huh. More of Alok's family.
Oh.
They all seem to be prominent and noteworthy members of the Order.
Hmm. Why am I, Alok?
Seems your family was quite popular here.
Yes, it appears so. I wish I had more things than just this one decree we found on the top floor. Perhaps we can find an actual heirloom here if we continue deeper. What else is in that book, if you don't mind me asking? You guys gonna spend some time reading?
I'm not.
Sure. I mean, we need our 10-minute rest anyway.
All right. Yeah.
Well, then before this, I cast lay hands on myself.
All right. So you guys find some. The books also contain key information about the ceremonial burials that have taken place in the crypts where you guys are.
Oh.
In the southern wing of these vaults, it also talks about how valuables were stored with a lot of these several high-ranking Hell Knights.
Hmm.
The ones that are listed, they have very specific names. There are four. There are four of them. One of them is called Mistress of Blades Zira Dalphine. Seems she had some sort of bracers of missile deflection.
Whoa.
Master of Blades Renton Vaselli had something called a Feather Stepstone. Paravikar Yunesta had something called a Monkey Pin. And Paralector Lorien Sinelli had something called Doubling Rings.
Can I see if I recognize the names of any of these items?
Yeah. I'll tell you. Go ahead and do the check on the doubling rings.
Would these all be Arcana?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Good.
Nope.
20.
20. Did you have a choice? Did you have one that you wanted to do it on?
Yeah, the doubling rings.
The doubling rings? The doubling rings are... Well, let me go to it, because I gotta really explain this shit. They're interesting.
Cool. Like, from name alone, it just sounds like it copies...
I really love this item. The item consists of two magically linked rings, an intricate gleaming golden ring with a square-cut ruby, and a thick plain iron ring. When you wield a melee weapon in one hand wearing the golden ring, the weapon's fundamental runes are replicated onto any melee weapon you wield in the other hand wearing the iron ring.
Oh, whoa.
What?
Any fundamental runes on the weapon in the hand wearing the iron ring are suppressed. So if you have a fire rune on your right hand with the golden ring, it duplicates it into the other hand.
That's
whoa.
Insane.
That's
okay.
Insanely powerful.
Yeah, so, it's incredible.
When we find
powerful.
That, I want Kezra to die, and I want to make a dual wielding rune.
Oh, could you do this across characters?
No, they have to be on one hand, or they have to be on both of your hands.
Got you. Okay.
But yeah, for any dual wielding fighters or rogues or whatever, it's really, really powerful.
So perfect for this group of adventurers.
Yeah, when I read that, I was like, kind of sucks. Nobody made a dual wielding fighter.
come on, Benson, just drop your shield. what? Can you say the name? That's like, because I only got the Mistress of Blades for Sally.
Yeah. The Mistress of Blades was Zira Dalphine.
Zira.
Yeah, I'll copy all of this. Yeah. Yeah. But yeah, you also read that a lot of the other Order of the Nail lictors that were interred here are usually buried with a magical weapon that they favored in life. And there's a bunch of them.
Yes.
And I'll see you guys next time.
Oh, man.
Want those weapons.
Take them all.